Well, ni hao.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Well, today is the first Sunday with me as your new vicar. That wasn't the plan.
今天是我第一次在星期天以主任牧师的身份出现在大家面前。
And as your new leader, I'm keen that we continue to grow as a church.
作为大家新的领袖，我非常希望我们的教会能够茁壮成长。
But what does a church leader need to be in order to grow the church? What makes the ideal vicar or perfect pastor?
但是教会的领袖应该做什么才能让教会成长呢？什么才是一个理想的主任牧师？一个完美的主任牧师应该是一个什么样子的？
Some years ago, there was a survey which asked a number of Christians what makes the perfect pastor. And here are some results.
几年前曾经有一份调查，他们问了一些基督徒，一个完美的牧师应该具备什么样的条件？调查结果如下。
Firstly, the perfect pastor teaches the whole Bible and preaches for exactly 12 minutes.
理想中完美的牧师应该在12分钟之内把所有圣经的内容都讲到。
He is 28 years of age, but has 35 years experience.
他的年龄要是28岁，但是要具备一个35岁牧师有的经验。
He speaks about sin and judgment, but is politically correct.
他所传讲的罪和审判应该是在政治正确的方法下所传讲的。
He spends all his time out of his office visiting the sick and doing evangelism, but is always in his office praying and preparing.
他所有的业余时间都应该是在探访病患或是在宣教，但是同时又应该经常的在办公室里面祷告或者做准备。
He is loud and charismatic, but also humble and quiet.
他既要声音洪亮有魅力，又要谦卑而且安静。
He helps Christians grow, but never challenges them from the Bible.
他要帮助基督徒成长，但是又不能用圣经的话去挑战他们。
And he will build the church to twice its size in one year.
他要在一年之内到外面建立教会，并且比他所在的教会至少大两倍。
Needless to say, this church leader does not exist.
可想而知，这样的教会领袖是不存在的。
Now, of course, the people in the survey did not say all of those things together.
当然，人们并没有同时把所有这些事情都说出来。
They only said some of those things, the ones that were important to them.
他们只是说出了他们认为重要的事情。
But as you can see, there were conflicting views over what was important for a leader.
但是如你所见，对于这些所谓重要的事情上面，人们还是有不同意见的。
Well, it seems there are also some conflicting views about what made a good leader and how to grow the church in Corinth.
在哥林多的教会也对出色的领袖和如何建立教会的这些问题上发现了一些分歧。
You see, the Corinthians were arguing with each other, saying that their leader was better than others in order to show themselves superior.
哥林多信徒彼此争吵，认为他们的领袖要比别人的领袖高出很多，好让自己觉得高人一筹。
This is an issue that comes up in chapter 1, so on the next slide, Paul writes this, and you can read it for yourselves.
在第一章十一到十二节里面，圣经有提到，大家可以自己来看。
You see, they are arguing with each other, saying our leader is better than your leader.
他们在互相的争吵，说我的领袖比你领袖要出色。
One of our former vicars is now a bishop, and so it would be like us at HCD saying our church is better than yours because our leader is now a bishop.
我们之前的主任牧师现在已经做了主教，这就好比我们说，我们的教会比你们教会好的太多了，因为我们其中一个人做了主教。
And this fighting is such a problem in the Corinthian church that Paul is still dealing with it here in our passage in chapter 3 today.
而这样的纷争在哥林多是一个很严重的问题，在第三章，保罗也在想着解决这个问题。
So have a look at your Bibles or your bulletins where the passage is printed at chapter 3, verse 3 and 4.
大家可以看一看，第三章三到四节。
Paul writes, You are still worldly, for since there is jealousy and quarreling among you, are you not worldly? Are you not acting like mere humans? For when one says, I follow Paul, and another, or I follow Apollos, are you not being mere humans?
他说，你们仍是属肉体的， 因为在你们中间有嫉妒、纷争，这岂不是属乎肉体，照着世人的样子行吗？有说我是属保罗的，有说我是属亚波罗的，这岂不是你们和世人一样吗？
Or in verse 21, towards the end of your passage there, where Paul says, so then, no more boasting about human leaders.
第二十一节保罗说道，无论谁都不可拿人夸口。
You see, they are quarreling over who the best leader was, saying, we're superior because we follow Paul, the church planter. And others say, no, we're superior because we follow Apollos, the powerful preacher, and so on.
他们在计较谁才是最出色的领袖。他们说，我们高过你们，因为我们跟从保罗，他是建立教会的。其他人说，才不是呢，我们比你们高，因为我们跟随亚波罗，他是一个伟大的宣教士。
But by doing so, they started to look at their leaders in worldly terms, with worldly standards, by how many churches they've planted, or how entertaining their sermons are.
他们这么做，就是用属世的眼光在衡量他们的领袖，是看他们建立多少教堂，或者是谁的讲道更有意思。
And it's easy for us to do the same.
我们也很容易这样做。
And so on the next slide, meet Dave.
所以下一张幻灯片，让我们来看看这个 Dave。
Dave is a guy I know from Bible college.
Dave 是我在大学，是我在教会认识的一位弟兄。
He is a minister in Perth and has been working hard to help people come to know Jesus.
他现在在 Perth 做一名牧师，并且非常努力地把人带到耶稣面前。
He looks like an ordinary bloke.
他看起来就是一个普通人。
But he's actually also a qualified brain surgeon.
但是他也是一名，脑科医生。
Now, what did you just do? When you heard that he's also a brain surgeon.
当你们听到他是脑科医生的时候，你们在想什么？
Did you think, wow, or maybe we should have got him as our new vicar?
你有没有想说，哇，或许我们应该请他来做我们的主任牧师好了。
What impressed you more about Dave? Was it that he gave up his time to help people hear about Jesus, or that he was a brain surgeon?
Dave 让你对他刮目相看的是什么呢？是他牺牲自己的时间向别人传讲耶稣，还是因为他是一个脑科医生？
You see, are our opinions shaped by world standards or by Christ's standards?
我们对他的看法是用这个世界的标准来衡量的，还是用基督的标准来衡量的呢？
Well, the Corinthians were judging their leaders by the world standards and trying to build themselves up based on who they followed.
哥林多信徒当时是在用属世的标准来判断领袖，并且用这个方法来决定到底跟从谁。
And so now Paul reminds them about who leaders are and how the church is actually built up.
所以现在保罗在提醒人们，谁才是真正的领袖，并且教会是如何建立起来的。
So look at verse 5 and 6 in your Bible reading.
让我们看第五到第六节。
What after all is Apollos and what is Paul? Only servants through whom you came to believe, as the Lord has assigned to each his task. I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God has been making it grow.
圣经说，亚波罗算什么？保罗算什么？无非是执事，照主所赐给他们个人的，引导你们相信。我栽种了，亚波罗浇灌了，唯有神叫他生长。
You see, leaders are simply God's servants who are to faithfully do the task the Lord has given them.
教会领袖只是神的仆人，他们虔诚地完成上帝所交给他们的任务。
In other words, church growth is not about having the most impressive leader by the world's standards.
换句话说，教会的成长并不在乎以世界的标准来评判谁才是最好的领袖。
Because leaders are God's servants whom God appoints, whom God gives a task to, and whom through God works. Leaders will answer to God, not to their congregations.
因为领袖是上帝的仆人，是上帝所拣选、任命、与上帝同工的。所有的领袖都是回应上帝，而不是回应教会。
You see, it's all about God, not so much the leader.
一切都是在乎神，不是在乎这些领袖。
God is the one who gives the growth, not the leader.
是上帝让教会成长，不是领袖。
Because it is ultimately God's work and God's church.
因为这一切都是上帝的工作，是上帝的教会。
See verse 7 to 9.
第七到九节他说，
He says, So, neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. Oh, the one who plants and the one who waters have one purpose, and they will each be rewarded according to their own labor. But you see, we are God's co-workers. You are God's field, God's building.
圣经说， 可见栽种的算不得什么，浇灌的也算不得什么，只有那叫他生长的神。栽种的和浇灌的都是一样，但将来个人要照自己的功夫得自己的赏赐，因为我们是与神同工的，你们是神所耕种的田地，所建造的房屋。
Notice verse 9 begins the word with the word for or because. The church grows because the church is God's field, God's building.
注意到第九节，他用了因为这一个词开始。教会成长是因为那是上帝的地盘，是上帝的建筑。
Leaders are but co-workers. God is the one who owns the church, who indeed bled for the church, and so he is the one who ultimately grows the church.
领袖只是同工而已，教会是属于上帝的，所以他才是那位真正让教会成长和建立起来的人。
And this was brought home to me some years ago when I was at a different church.
这一点让我想起了很多年前在另外一家教会的时候发生的一件事情。
One of the preachers gave a really bad sermon.
一个牧师讲了一篇很糟糕的道。
It happens to us all, but this one was particularly bad.
我们都会如此，但是这一篇实在是太差了。
He took one verse from the passage and sprang from that verse to talk about Jesus, which was great, but he didn't explain the passage at all.
他选了一句经文，然后用这段经文延伸来传讲耶稣，这本来是很好的，但是他完全没有解释这个经文的意思。
And the sermon was also hard to follow because he kept jumping around the place.
而且这篇讲道也很难跟得上，因为他讲的毫无章法。
By the end of the sermon, I must confess, I was thinking,I now understand this passage even less than I did before.
讲到结束的时候我就在想，我现在反而比我听到这篇讲到之前更糊涂了。
And I wasn't alone.
我也不是唯一一个这样想的人。
But then at the end of the sermon, a man stood up in front of everyone and exclaimed, What you've said this morning has really touched my heart, and I want everyone to know that I want to follow Jesus from now on.
但是在讲到结束后，一个男人站了起来，并且喊道：“你今天所讲的话触动了我的心，我愿意从现在开始跟随耶稣。”
True story.
真人真事。
And do you know what my first thought was then?
你知道我最初想法是什么吗？
How did this happen from that sermon?
这怎么会在这篇讲道之后发生呢？
And the answer is verse 7.
但答案就在第七节中。
It's not about the leader, but about God who causes growth.
这跟领袖没有关系，因为是上帝叫人成长。
And I found out though that later that his wife had been praying for him, her husband, for many years.
我也是在后来才知道，那个男人的妻子已经为她的丈夫向神祷告了很多年。
And that's the first implication for us from these verses.
这就是有关这段经文的第一个实例。
If God is the one who gives the growth, if God is the one who builds the church, then we must pray for God to do this.
如果是上帝让人成长，是上帝建立教会，那我们必须向上帝祷告来完成这些事。
We must pray that God will build our church here at HDD.
我们必须向神来祷告，将 HDD 建在这里。
We must pray as individuals and as a church.
不论是个人还是教会，我们都要祷告。
Now I know regular prayer is not easy for most of us.
我知道要按时来祷告对我们大部分人来说是很困难的事情。
And I do feel like our corporate church prayer life has dropped off a bit, at least amongst the English services.
我也感觉我们作为教会，我们的祷告生活有一些松懈，至少对于英文堂是这样的。
And so one of the things I'd like us to do this year, what I'd like us to do is to pray more corporately. And I'm going to be talking about prayer Sundays and things in the coming weeks.
所以我今年想要做的其中一件事情，就是让大家加强祷告，其中也包括周日的崇拜祷告。我们在接下来几周会慢慢的讲解。
But would you also commit to praying regularly for your church?
但是也希望大家能够按时的为我们教会祷告。
Would you commit praying regularly for this church this year?
你愿不愿意在今年为我们的教会祷告？
And can I say thank you to those who already do?
我也为已经在这么做的弟兄姐妹献上感恩。
Now just because God is the one who gives the growth, it doesn't mean we pray and then do nothing.
虽然是上帝让人成长，但这并不代表我们祷告之后就什么都不做了。
We must still do the task God has assigned to each in building his church.
我们还要必须完成上帝所托付的工作，不管是对个人还是对教会。
Whether that task be in serving the morning or afternoon tea, or teaching Sunday school, or leading Bible study, or maintaining the church property.
不管你的服事是做茶点，还是带领主日学，或是带领查经班，或者是管理教会的物品等等。
As Paul says on the next slide in chapter 4 verse 2, we must be faithful in this task.
就像保罗在第四章二节中说的，我们一定要忠心。
Of course, Paul primarily has in mind the task of teaching about Jesus in God's word.
当然，保罗还是将耶稣的话的教导放在了第一位。
For he goes on to say that we must be careful how we build the church on the foundation of Jesus Christ.
因为他说我们必须注重对如何将我们的根基建立在耶稣身上。
So have a look in your readings at verse 10 and 11.
所以让我们一起来看第十到十一节。
Paul says, By the grace God has given me, I laid a foundation as a wise builder, and someone else is building on it. But each one should build with care, because no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ.
圣经说，我照神所给我的恩，好像一个聪明的工头立好了根基，有别人在上面建造，只要个人要谨慎怎样在上面建造，因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督，此外没有人能立别的根基。
In verse 10, Paul says he is like a wise builder. Do you see that?
第十节保罗说他就像一个聪明的工头。
And not in the sense of being clever.
这并不是滑头的意思。
But in the sense of preaching Christ. Because on the next slide, Paul called the message of Christ God's wisdom. You see, this is what makes him a wise builder.
因为在而是在传讲基督耶稣，因为在一章二十四节，保罗讲到传讲上帝的话，这让他成为了一个聪明的建造者。
In fact, in verse 11, Paul says that no other foundation can be laid other than Jesus Christ.
因为第十一节保罗说，除了耶稣以外，没有别的人可以立根基。
The gospel message of Jesus Christ, found in God's word, the Bible, is the only foundation on which God will build His church.
有关耶稣基督的福音是在圣经神的话中领受的，这是建立神的教会的唯一根基。
For it's only the gospel of Jesus Christ in God's word that saves people and creates the church in the first place.
因为只有在耶稣基督神的话里面才能使福音才能使人得救，创建教会。
So if any church moves away from Jesus Christ and God's word,
所以如果有其他的教会远离基督耶稣，远离神的话，
If they focus less on Christ and His Word and more on inspirational stories or emotional music or social activities,
如果他们的重心不是在基督和神的话上，而是放在更多振奋人心的故事或感人的音乐或者是社交活动上面的话，
If they speak only half the gospel, you know, the salvation bit, but skip the judgment bit because, well, worldly wisdom says only tell people nice things.
如果他们只传讲一半的福音，只讲救恩，但是从来不讲审判，因为世间的智慧话说报喜不报忧嘛。
Then what happens is the church loses its foundation and will collapse on the last day.
那么教会在末日就会失去它的根基，并且倒塌。
So on the next slide is a kind of visual picture of what might happen.
下一张幻灯片上的房子就是这个样子。
When a house loses its foundation.
那是房子没有根基了。
You see, the gospel of Jesus Christ in God's word is our foundation.
上帝的话，耶稣的福音就是我们的根基。
And in order to keep the gospel of Jesus in God's word as our foundation, it must remain central to all we do.
如果想要守住耶稣的福音作为我们的根基的话，我们就要以它为中心。
So in verse 10, when Paul talks about building on the foundation of Christ, he does not mean we start with Jesus and then move on to something else outside the Bible.
所以在第十节，当保罗说到用上帝的话语当根基的时候，他并不是说让我们先跟随耶稣走一段，然后再把目标移到圣经以外的事情上去。
No, we never graduate from the gospel of Christ onto something else.
不是这样的，我们永远不会从基督的福音中毕业。
Rather, we build on the foundation of Christ in God's word by growing up in Christ and not by moving away from Christ and His word.
而刚好相反。我们通过将根基建立在耶稣上帝的话语上来成长，而不是远离他。
You see, the foundation of a house not only supports the house, but also shapes the house on which it is built.
我们在基督里根基的建立和不断的教导上帝的话，并且看到旧约为福音所铺垫和新约中得到的实践。
On the next slide is a concrete slab, which is the foundation for a house.
在下一张幻灯片里面有一个水泥板，这是一个房子的 地基。
It's rectangular.
是长方形的。
So what shape do you think the house will grow up to be?
所以你认为建好的房子应该是一个什么样的形状呢？
Rectangular, won't it?
当然是长方形的。
And on the next slide, if the foundation of a house is that shape, which is very unique, then the house will grow up to be that shape.
像这张幻灯片，如果地基是这样的图形，那么房子建立起来以后也是同样的形状。
You see, the foundation not only supports the house, but also shapes the house.
根基不光是支撑着整个房子，并且还塑造着房子的形状。
Well, so also Jesus Christ in God's word not only supports our church, but it is to shape our church.On which it is built.
所以在耶稣基督的神的话中，也不只是支撑着我们的教会，而也塑造着我们的教会，因为教会就建立在上面。
And this happens as Christ in God's word is taught.
当上面这些事情发生的时候，基督的话就已经被传授了。
This is what it means to build with the right materials.
这才叫做将建筑盖在好的材料上。
You see verse 12 to 15?
第十二和十五节说，
If anyone builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, or wood, hay, or straw, their work will be shown for what it is, because the day of judgment will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each person's work. If what he has been built survives, the builder will receive a reward. If it is burnt up, the builder will suffer loss, but yet will be saved, though only as one escaping through the flames.
圣经说若有人用金、银、宝石、草木、禾秸在这根基上建造，个人的工程必然显露，因为那日子将要将它表明出来，有火发现，这火要试验个人的工程怎样。人在那根基上所建造的工程若存得住，他就要得赏赐；人的工程若被烧了，他就要受亏损，自己却要得救，虽然得救乃像从火里经过一样。
Notice in verse 12 there are two groups of materials to build with.
注意在十二节里面，他提到两种不同的材料。
One group are precious and survive fire, like gold, silver, and costly stones.
一种材料很稀有，不会被火烧毁，比如说金子、银子或者宝石。
The other group are common things that are burnt up, like wood, hay, and straw.
另一种则是常见的东西，比如说木头、干草和禾秸。
Wood, hay, and straw were the usual worldly things that houses of Paul's day were built out of.
保罗时代的房子就是用木头、干草和禾秸这些普遍的东西来搭建的。
They represent the usual worldly wisdom for building the church, like avoiding all talk of sin and judgment because people don't like that.
它代表了与世间常见的用世间的聪明所建立起的教会，要避开有关罪和审判的话题，因为人们不喜欢听这个。
Or don't spend too much time in the Bible, says the world. Just tell lots of stories because that's easier for people to listen to.
或者世界说不要花太多时间在圣经上面，只要讲讲故事就可以了，因为人们愿意听这些。
In fact, one minister recently said to me, it is better to preach an interesting sermon than a faithful one.
事实上，最近有一位牧师对我说，讲一篇有趣的道，要比讲一篇忠心的道好得多。
But that's worldly wisdom.
但这是属世的聪明。
That's building with wood, hay, and straw.
是建立在木头、草和禾秸上的。
And what will happen to the leader who builds the church like that?
而那些将教会建在这些东西上的人，领袖们将会如何呢？
Well, in verse 13, what he has built up, all his work in trying to grow the church will be for nothing. It will be burnt up on judgment day. It will collapse like the house we saw on the slide.
就像第十三节里面说的，他所搭建的一切的工作都变为虚无，审判日子来的那天都会被火烧尽，会倒塌，就像我们刚才屏幕上看到的房子一样。
In verse 15, he himself will escape, but only just and with singed hairs.
第十五节，他说他自己可以逃出来，但也只是千钧一发。
Now, just in case that is not enough of a warning to build with care, Paul adds something else in verse 16 and 17.
为了保证要这些事情说得明确，保罗又加了十六和十七节。
He says, Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in your midst? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy that person. For God's temple is sacred and you together are that temple.
圣经说，岂不知道你们是神的殿，神的灵住在你们里头吗？若有人毁坏神的殿，神必要毁坏那人，因为神的殿是圣的，这殿就是你们。
You see, God loves this church, you.
上帝是爱他教会的，那就是爱你们。
We are his temple because his spirit lives in us.
我们是他的殿，因为他的灵 住在我们里面。
And that makes us very precious to God.
也是因为这样，上帝对我们无比珍无比珍贵。
So we must, verse 10, build with care by teaching the gospel of Christ in God's word to one another and to those who don't know Jesus yet.
所以第十节，我们一定要谨慎地建造，将基督耶稣的话传给那些还不认识耶稣的人。
I sent out an email earlier this week about my Bible study group starting up again.
我这一周早一点的时候发出过一封有关于查经班的电子邮件。
And one of the responses I got back was very encouraging.
其中一个人的回信使我很受鼓舞。
It said, "Thanks, Andrew. Looking forward to getting together in God's Word."
他说："谢谢你 ，Andrew. 我很期待能够在一起在主的话中相聚。
"And it was really encouraging because that's how God will build His church.
这句话实在很激励人，因为这才是上帝建立的教会。
And God builds the church through us as we speak to each other, not just me, but you all, as we speak to each other and hear about Christ in God's Word."
当我们与彼此沟通、交流、听到上帝话语的时候，上帝就通过我们来建立教会。
So the first implication for us at HCD is that we must pray because God gives the growth. And the second implication is that all of our activities must either speak the gospel of Christ in God's word or support that word being spoken.
所以我们 HCD 首先要实践的就是我们必须要祷告，因为只有上帝才能让人成长。而在这里，这第二个要实践的是我们所说的一切话、一切的活动，就是要传讲神的话语，或者帮助别人来传讲神的话语。
So for those who lead Bible study, we must study God's word and not just read a book about it, because that's how we grow.
而那些带领查经班的人，我们务必要学习上帝的话语，而且不能只是读一读而已，因为只有这样才能成长。
Your pastors and others who preach and disciple you.Are to do so by speaking about Christ in God's word.
你的牧者、其他教导、牧养你的人也要这样做，来传讲神的话。
We will work hard to help you understand it for yourselves, and even use some stories and pictures to help.
我们会尽力帮助你去明白，甚至用一些故事和图片来做辅助。但是你也要同样努力的听。
But you also will have to work hard to listen, because, well, listening is hard work. Yet this is how God will grow this church.
你们要努力地听，因为听是一件很难的事情，但是上帝就是要通过这个来扩展教会。
Or those who lead outreach activities, we must speak about Jesus in God's word. We must speak in a way that people can understand and digest it, of course, but we must speak it nonetheless. For again, this is how God will grow our church.
那些组织室外活动的弟兄姐妹，我们也一定要说神的话，用人们能够明白能听懂的语言，但是不管怎样，我们都要传讲神的话，因为这样上帝的教会才能得到成长。
Or those who lead J Kids or Sebs or youth group, we must speak about Jesus in God's word and not just play games, because again, that's how God will grow our church.
而那些带领 J Kids 或者 Sebs 或者是青年团契的同工们，我们也一定要传讲神的话，而并不是只是玩游戏，因为只有这样才能成长。
Having said that, games are still really important for kids because they help form relationships and have fun, and that in turn helps the kids to hear about Jesus in God's word.
话虽这么说，但是游戏也十分重要，因为它帮助我们彼此建立关系，并且一起娱乐，而这样也能帮助孩子们能够聆听神的话。
And those who serve in the kitchen are still really important because food is great. But food provides an opportunity for conversation where we can ask after each other and encourage each other, speak some of God's word and promises to each other.
而那些在厨房帮忙的弟兄姐妹也同样的重要，因为吃东西提供了一个彼此交谈的机会，我们可以彼此关心，彼此祷告，并且与上帝谈话。
And those who serve on sound or slides are still really important because it helps us up the front to speak God's word and helps you to receive that word.
那些做音响和投影的弟兄姐妹也同样重要，因为它帮助我们站在前面的这些人能够更好地传讲神的话，也帮助你们更好地聆听。
Those who serve with maintenance and gardens are still really important because it helps us to hear God's word without worrying about this building collapsing or the car park flooding when it rains.
那些管理打扫花园的弟兄姐妹也同样重要，因为有他们的帮助，我们才能够安心地在室内学习神的话，而不会担心房子会不会突然的塌了，或者下雨时候停车场会不会发水等等。
Tim Walker makes lots of practical things happen around here, and he does it not because he just likes to see a clean and tidy church, but because he knows it supports Christ in God's word being proclaimed.
Tim Walker 会组织很多不同的教会活动，他这样做并不是因为喜欢看人忙来忙去打扫教会，而是因为他知道这样会帮助我们宣讲神的话，也会间接的帮助教会成长。
You see, we need both speaking ministries and supporting ministries so that people can keep hearing about Jesus in God's word. For this is how God builds his church in both maturity and number.
无论是话语的施工还是辅助的施工都非常重要，这样人们才能听到上帝的话，因为上帝就是这样在成熟度和数量上同时建立教会的。
And so thank you for the many people who do many of these things in various ways.
所以感谢你们这些年来为教会付出的同工们。
But what does all this mean for me as your new leader?
但这对我一个新领袖来说意味着什么呢？
Because this was not a 12-minute sermon.
因为这篇讲到不止12分钟长。
And I'm not 28 years of age with 35 years of experience.
我也不是一个年龄28岁但是却有35岁经验的人。
What's more, people have said that they are looking forward to seeing what new things I will do.
不止如此，还有人跟我说过，他们很期待看我将来要做一些什么新的事情。
So what does it mean for me?
所以这对我来说意味着什么呢？
Well, it means much of what I will do will actually remain the same.
这意味着我要做的大部分事情和现在是一样的。
Oh, sure, there will be some new things.
当然了，也会加一些新的活动。
But I must, God tells me, I must continue to prayerfully love and faithfully teach you and others about Christ in God's word.
但是同时也意味着我要继续有爱的为你们带导，虔诚的教导你们和其他人有关上帝的话语。
And I will train and encourage you to do the same, for that is how God will grow our church.
我也会训练并且鼓励你们也做同样的事情，因为这才是上帝教会成长的方式。
So can I firstly encourage you to pray regularly for your church, our church, this year?
所以我鼓励大家能够在今年为我们的教会祷告。
And secondly, can I encourage you to speak about Christ in God's word to each other whenever the opportunity comes up?
我也同样鼓励你们在有机会的时候大胆地传讲神的话语。
Or serve in ways that will support the speaking of Christ in God's word, so that together God would use us all to grow His church for His glory.
或者是在其他的方面做侍奉，帮助宣扬神的话，这样我们一起，上帝会使用我们的教会来荣耀他。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear God,
亲爱的上帝
，Thank you for reminding us that we're not to look at the leaders or ourselves who lead ministries in a worldly terms, but as your servants to faithfully do the tasks that you've given us to do.
感谢你时刻的提醒我们，不要用世界的眼光来看我们的领袖或者看我们自己，作为你的仆人。我们要忠心地来完成你所交托我们的使命。
Thank you for reminding us that it's ultimately you who grows the church by working through us as we both support and speak the word of Christ in the Bible.
感谢你提醒我们，是你让教会成长，通过在我们里面做工，我们可以帮助并且传讲你上帝的话语。
So please help us to build with your word.
所以让我们用你的话语来建造。
And please grow us in both maturity and number this year for your glory.
为了你的荣耀，让我们能够在成熟度和数量上共同成长。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉主耶稣名求。
Amen.
Amen.